in-depth interviews with the people who are making the news. As WRVA Newsroom continues on AM 1140, WRVA, Richmond, Virginia. I'm Lou Dean.
WRVA News at 6:30, I'm Michael Hiplin. Justice for the victim and zero tolerance for police brutality. That's the twin message from about 7,000 demonstrators at New York City Hall. They've been protesting the alleged police torture of Haitian immigrant Abner Louima. Last-minute preparations continue at Colonial Downs in New Kent County as workers try to get the track ready for Monday's grand opening. Teresa Carruthers with Castle Rock Stables of Lexington, Kentucky, says because of the continuing construction, time for exercising the horses has been limited.
It's hard because you don't have time to really concentrate on what you should do with each horse because you're thinking, am I going to be able to get all 14 head out in time? So it's like when you get here, we have to get here at least by 5:15.
The track's president says about 500 horses are stabled at the track. The track will open to the public Sunday while officials stage a dry run of the races. Cleanup is underway this evening after a fire today at a Burger King restaurant on Mechanicsville Turnpike. Authorities believe the fire started when someone threw a cigarette into a bin near the restaurant's front door. No damage estimate is available yet, but officials say the restaurant's ceiling and roof suffered extensive damage. Fire officials say no one was hurt thanks to a quick evacuation by the Burger King's manager. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 72.01 at 7622.42. WRVA News Time is 6:32.
Today.
WRVA News Time is 6:33. As we head into the Labor Day weekend, the interstates are starting to pick up in volume as drivers work to make it to their holiday destinations. And we've got good news for drivers on Interstate 85. The northern end of the interstate should have two lanes open in each direction for the first time in almost 3 years. The final touches are being put on the $7 million project today. The Henrico Board of Supervisors has voted to remove a $146 million bond referendum for schools from the November ballot. WRVA's Craig Butterworth explains why.
The supervisors' vote means funding for new schools and other projects will not come from a 5-cent increase in the real estate tax rate. Instead, the money will come from expanding the school board's 5-year capital improvement plan to 8 years.
It will not affect the educational programs. It will require some trailers. It will require some possibly redistricting in later years. But again, we look at the tax base, and it may not.
County Manager Virgil Hazlett. Under the expanded capital improvement plan, officials say the school system will get more money, about $10 million to be exact, and construction of a new high school will be accelerated. Craig Butterworth, WRVA News.
Another big bank merger. Nations Bank is buying Florida's Barnett Banks in a bid to become the country's third largest. The stock swap of $15.5 billion would be a record. WRVA News Time is 6:34.
Truckers, Wednesday through Labor Day, only at HQ.
WRVA News Time is 6:35. Mostly sunny skies currently and 83 degrees in Richmond. I'm Michael Hiplin, WRVA News.
Thank you, Michael. Have another summary of the news at 7 o'clock.